We're talking with Josh Bichon, of course, our state canola specialist. Josh, we're kind of into the home stretch now. We're getting pretty close, I know, to some of these fields being ready to swath in some parts of the state. What are you seeing right now?
Well, with these recent rains, definitely has been a blessing. Kind of the southern part of the state, we're maybe a week away from really getting some guys getting into swathing pretty good. As we get closer to Drummond, Lahoma, Enid area, and further north, we kind of see a shift where the canola started to rebloom. So we're going to continue to monitor that, and hopefully we'll be able to have a situation where we can harvest both those crops, the first crop and this reblooming. There's going to be a big difference in maturity, so we'll see how it progresses from here in the next few weeks, but hopefully we'll get both those crops in the bin.
Now, you know, when you said swathing, is that going to be probably what most folks are going to do this year, you think?
I think for the most part, especially guys that had a little bit thinner stands, we have a lot of secondary branches trying to fill out right now. So there is some differences in maturity throughout the field. So terminating the crop in some fashion, either with a swather or a desiccant, is going to be the primary option right now. We have some guys that if we continue to get this rain, probably won't be able to get a swather in on time. So they're starting to look at desiccants. We have Reglone, which is diquat, and we now have Sharpen labeled as desiccant canola. So we have a couple options there. Putting the pencil to the paper, see if it pencils out economically. But for the most part, guys are still wanting to terminate that crop to get it off in a timely fashion.
And I guess what there's some offsetting there. Obviously, it costs to run a swather through, maybe a little bit more to do the desiccant.
Yeah, overall, desiccant's probably going to be slightly higher. You got the cost of the chemical and plus the cost of application. Swathing, somewhere in that $15 to $22 an acre. So desiccant's probably going to be that $18 to $22 an acre. So it is slightly more, but it's kind of you're buying time. You're basically paying for risk management. Get that crop off in a more timely fashion. The longer we keep it out in the field, the more risk we have of having it shatter out. So we just have to... depending on the crop, you might have to upfront that money just to get that crop terminated.
What sort of pod set have you seen this year?
It's been very variable. Guys that got a little bit moisture earlier this spring definitely have some really good pod set. We got a lot of racemes that are completely full from top to bottom. We had good pod set. Some areas where we had that late freeze or that week where we had 90-degree weather where we had some skips in that raceme. But for the most part, pod density has been good, and we've had good seed set within those pods so far. Really good pollination this year. Not having those April freezes definitely was a help. But for the most part, we have pretty decent crop out there. Some of the pod depths, the raceme heights aren't as deep as what we're usually seeing, but I think it's thick enough to have a decent crop out there.